Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chaf. We left off in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. We're on the top line of page 292. Let's just review what we've been discussing in Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches was talking about a barrel that was filled with wine, and you plugged it up with a faucet that is surrounded by some pieces of pishtun, which is able to squeeze out and absorb. So you want to plug up your barrel with this pekakshel pishtun. So we have two shitas. Shita number one said that it's mutter, even though it's a psikresha that some wine is going to get squeezed out of that pishtun, since there's no kli underneath it, and the wine that comes out goes li'ibud, that's a psikresha delo nichale, and it's going to be mutter. The second shita says that even though it's true it's a psikresha delo nichale, Psikresh l'nichale is asa midrabanan. So we have two shitas, and whether psikresh l'nichale is mutter or it is asa midrabanan. And now the mechaber continues weiter and says, "The ha'olam nohagin heter badover, and the minhag ha'olam is to be lenient in the matter." And the mishabura points out in sefkata nundal right away, "Haynu shemafrizan al hamida yoser midei harishona." Not only are they noeg heter like the first shita that epsegresha delonichle is mutter, but they take it even further than the more lenient shita umekilan afilu biyeshkli tachteha. And the minhag is to be lenient even with a kli underneath it. We said the whole reason to be matir is that the wine goes to waste, so it's a psikresh delonichle. But the minhag ha'olam is to allow it even with a kli over there. So that's what the Mechaber says. Ha'olam nohagin heter badover, even that far. V'yesh l'lamed aleim tzchus. And zok the Mechaber, we could be melamed tzchus on them. Dekevan sha'barza aruka chutzla na'ores. Since this faucet extends further out beyond where the strips of linen or material are, ve'ein yod magasla na'ores, and the hand does not even reach the place where that material is, so mutter, it's going to be permissible. Mide dehave asvog shi'esh lo beis achiza. Similarly to what we learned in the last year, that when one has a sponge, if there is a handle that is leather, we said it's mutter. See here also, since the faucet extends beyond where the material is, your hand doesn't get near it. So this is a similar case, and that's how we keep a melamed tzchus that is going to be permissible. Continues the Mechaber, ulufi she'ein taina zu chazaka. Since this taina is not very strong, v'yesh legamgem ba, and there is what to take issue with over here, tov lan higam, it is good to have people knowig, shelo yehei kli tachas achoves, that there should be no kli underneath the barrel, b'shar shepokeken anekev, at the time when they're plugging up the hole, v'ayin la'el simin shen aleph od medine schita. And look what we learned earlier in simin shen aleph, more inyonim legabe schita. Now I skipped the Ramah that explains the Svog, and we had read it in a note in the last year, but let's read the Ramah now. Pirish Ha'aruch, what is this Svog? So we know one pshat is that it's a sponge. Pshat number two, the pshat of the Aruch, is Svog hu al rosh dog echad gadol shabayom. It's something that is on the head of a certain fish in the sea. At the time when that fish lifts up his head to look around at the world, yored oso asvog al einov, that svog falls down and covers his eyes, and the fish can't see. Velulezef, not for this svog that falls down on his eyes to block his vision, lohaisa svina nitzoles mipanov, no ship would be saved from this dangerous fish. So whether a svog is this material that's on the head of this certain type of fish, or whether a svog is a sponge, either way, the Mechaber is explaining the minhag ha'olam, the way we can be melabe tzchus, to plug it up with this barza that has the material on it that is going to squeeze out, for sure, wine, even without a kli underneath it, is because since it is a long faucet, it is similar to the case of a svog with a handle. So that was the tzad to be malam mitzchus. But Lamaisa, he says it's not a strong taino, and we should really teach them not to have the barrel underneath it, and that way at least it's going lefi the first shita that says it's a psikresha de lo nichale, which is mutter, but not to take it so far that you're making it into a psikresha de nichale, because if the kli is underneath there and you're saving the wine, that would no longer be a psikresha de lo nichale. So let's see the Mishabura now in Sifkata Nunhei, v'yesh legam gemba. And there is what to take issue with over here. here, the Shani Beis Achiza Shel Svog de Mahani. There's a difference between our case where the faucet is a little bit extended out, so your hand's not touching the material that's going to be squeezed out, versus the case of the handle of a Svog, which is Mutter. The Ein Shom Ela Kinuach Ba'alma, when there is a handle on a Svog, so all it is doing is wiping. Masha'ein Kein Kan Shem Mahadkin Habarza B'chozek Tochanekev. You can't compare just wiping down a table with a sponge gently to plugging up the hole in a barrel. There you're doing a much stronger mice of squeezing it in, so it's vaday going to come out. Yeshom vaday shchita. So just because we allowed a case of a handle by a sponge, all you're doing is wiping. So the handle, again, like we saw, according to Rashi and the Rambam, prevents any kind of shchita. But over here, when you're plugging in the hole with this barza, so even if the handle's a little bit longer, l'maisi is still pushing this material through the hole, and it's causing a vaday to come out. Al-kein roi linok shelo yaniach kli tavtav, and therefore zakta mishabura, it's proper to be known, like the Mechaber says, not to have the kli underneath it. V'yelecha nischad li'ibud, and allow that which is being squeezed out to go to waste. And then you can rely on the first sheet of the Aruch that says a psikresha lo nichle is mutter. And then the Mishabura ends off and says, "Mikomakom tzarich shia gam kein barza aruka." Mishabura ends off with a funny line over here. He says, "Still, you should make sure that you also have the longer faucet." So after he says that the longer faucet's not going to help, and make sure you don't have the kli underneath it, but l'maisa, you should have the longer faucet as well. And if you look at note 44, he points out, v'afal pi shashimush beberez ze eino monea schita, even though he just explained himself that this berez, that's a little bit longer, it does not prevent the squeezing out, still writes the Magen Avram, shimikomokom mo'il hadover l'shitas harayvid. What the longer handle of the barza helps for is it helps for the sheet of the rivet asover she beisyad nechshav kitzloches mulei mayim. If you remember in the last year, we said besides Rashi and the Rambam who said the reason why the handle helps by the sponge is because it prevents the squeezing. The rivet says it doesn't prevent the squeezing. By putting a handle, you're making it more like a kli that's a flask that brings in water and takes out water. It's like opening a door and closing a door. It's made for that. It's not considered that the liquid is bottled to the sponge, and therefore it's mutter. So, Zakta Magen Avraham, according to that reasoning of the rivet, so then even though over here, for sure, the water is going to come out, but by making this longer spout, it's taka making it like a handle, and even though more is coming out over here than by the handle on the sponge, maybe, according to the rivet, that's not the nekuda is that you make it more like a kli that's to take in and to take out. So that's the Magen Avraham writes. Shemikomakom mo'el hadov l'shitas harayvin. Hasover shebeis yad nechshav ketzlochis melei amayim. That's the Magen Avraham. Frek the Chazon Ish, v'halo svaras harayvin lo nemre ela besvog. That svar of the rayvin was really only said by a sponge. Shehoel u'miyua hu lisvog l'socho nozim v'lachzor l'soto bimenu. Since the sponge is actually made to take in liquid and to give out liquid, im yesh lo besachiz, if there's a handle, ein donem es amayim asvugim bo k'b'telem elov. So then if there's a handle, we don't view the water that gets absorbed in the sponge as if it's bottled to the sponge. Aval pekak shel pishtam, but this plug that's made out of linen, halo enum yuad lisog mayim, it's not the nature of this pekak that it should absorb water. V'lochein yesh lodun es amayim asvugim oke b'telem elav, and therefore even if you make a longer spout, it's still considered that the water that's absorbed inside that material is going to be considered a bottle. Gam im yesh lo beis achiz, even if it has a handle. The reason why the Olam is knowing heter in this matter is mishum tatu l'tivus. It's not because you have two positives, like the Magen Avraham says. Elo mishum she'ikar hadinu kidei hasover shepsikreisha de lomnichalei mutter. Rather, because the ikar halacha is like the one who says psikreisha lomnichalei mutter. V'lochein she'ein kli tachas achavis, and therefore if there's no kli under the chavis, ein iser lahadigas apakak, there would be no iser to plug up the pakak. Then he writes, achein l'inin halacha, bottom line, writes the Chazon Ish, rak the isurim derabonan esher lismoch al hadei hasavera she'ein iser b'psikreish lo nichalei. Only when it comes to an iser derabonan, then one can rely l'maisa on this shita that says b'psikreish lo nichalei is mutter. So back to the Mishabura, we are in the fifth line of Sivkata Nunhei. So we said that really you should not have a kli there, and that way it's b'psikreish lo nichalei, and you can rely on the first shita. The Mishnah Berurah had added on this line that we discussed in the Magen Avraham and the Chazon Ish, that Mikom Makom Tzar Shia Gam Kein Bar Zaruka, even if there is no kli underneath the barrel to catch the falling wine, you should still have a long barza. Sheyia Tartu L'Tivusa, again, so that you should have two positives. Number one, you have no kli underneath it, so segreshlo nichalei. And number two, you have this elongated barza, which again, the Chazon Ish was not happy with. Ad kan lashon ha-taz, till here is the lashon of the taz. V'chein kosu ha-el-yiraba umayim ha-mordechai. V'dan, you should know, zot ha-chavetz chayim. T'kol ha-sif ha-zeh hu b'chavet shel yayim. This whole discussion that we're having over here is by a barrel of wine. K'mo shehizkir ha-shulchan aruch b'rosh ha-sif, like the Mechaber said himself in the beginning of the sif. V'hu ha-din sha'ar mashkin, and the same as din is true with other liquids besides water. Avalo b'mayim, but not when it comes to water. V'tam ha-dav, and the reason is, du b'chol mashkin chutz b'mayim, by all other liquids besides water, das kama rishonim, there are shittos in the rishonim, the ein behem mishum liban, that there is no problem of liban when you squeeze them out. The iser schitasu hu rak mishum mefarik, and therefore the iser of schita is only because of mefarik. You're taking the liquid out of the salad, kemo sochet zeisin manovim, like you're squeezing out olives and grapes. V'lochein bo'inam min haTorah l'kuli alma sheitzarach lamashkin hayotzim dumi de mefarik, and if therefore the only iser that we're discussing is mefarik by these other liquids and not liban, so then you have to make sure that the liquids are going li'ibut to avoid the isra mefarik. V'rak midrabbonan svirulo l'deyach rona da'aser. And therefore it's only the rabbonan that the second sheet holds that it's aser. K'mo shekasati b'bi'alocha, like we say in the b'bi'alocha. Aval b'chavish shalmayim. But if the barrel would be storing water, isra schitaso humishum libun hapakika. The reason why the schita is aser, it's not because of mefarik, but rather it's because of libun of the plug. The material on the plug is getting cleansed, it's getting whitened as you squeeze out the water. This sochet hu tulada the melabin, because squeezing out is a total of libun. V'asr b'chol gavni, and therefore it's going to be asr in all cases, whether you're catching the water, you're not catching the water, that's all irrelevant to libun. That only makes sense when it's mefarik, so if it's going li'ibun, so then it's a psikresh lo nichle. But if libun is a psikresh, it's not a psikresh lo nichle, whether there's a kli there or not a kli there, it's be'etzem, the melacha of libun, by plugging up this plug that's squeezing out the material. V'das ha-taz, and the opinion of the taz is, d'yayin lovan dome l'mayim l'inyan kibus, that white wine is similar to water when it comes to laundering, u'advarav, and according to the him, ha-shulchan aruch lo'ayri kan ki'im b'yayin adom. According to that, the Mechaber here is just discussing red wine, she'enu malabin, where it doesn't whiten when you squeeze it out, v'isuro hurak mishum mefarik, and therefore the only iser is mefarik. And therefore we need it to be that he's happy with that which is being squeezed out. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. In nishbach sheichar ushar mashkin al hamapes she'al ha'shulchan. If beer or other drinks spilled out onto a tablecloth on the table, who wrote a ligwer osam bekaf o besakin kedil naklas hamapa, and you want to clean off the tablecloth by taking a spoon or a knife and pushing off those drinks, yizar shelo yigurim bekoach. You should make sure not to do it too strong. Don't drag the liquid with too much koach. Kedei shelo yovelu de schita. So it shouldn't come to squeeze out the tablecloth. V'rak yosir es hamashke hatzaf milamalo. Rather, you should just remove the liquid that's floating on top. V'im hamashkim tzvuim. And if the liquids are colored liquids, yizar shelo yitztabas sha'ar makomos hamapa yidei grirosu kebesiv chaf. Then you want to make sure that you're not going to be coloring any new places of the mapa by dragging it, so be careful where you drag it. The koshikanim nishbach mayim ala mapa, certainly if it was water that spilled on the tablecloth, bevada yizar ma'od baza, for sure you should be very careful about this. Again, the schitas mayim hu tolada de malab in the canal. Because when it comes to water and you're squeezing out a cloth, like the tablecloth over here, so you're getting involved with the Issa Darais of Malabin. The Mishnah Berurah then ends off and says, Hasochet Seyar, or one who squeezes out hair or skins, Potter Aval Aser. So Schita on the Seyar is going to be Potter Aval Aser, it's going to be an Issa Darabanan. V'lachein HaTovel B'Shabbos, therefore one who goes to the Mikvah on Shabbos, Yizor Shalai Yischot Tzaru L'Nagvam. He has to make sure that he doesn't squeeze out his hair to dry them, because that is an Issa Darabanan. Now we're going to look at note number 47. ולכמון כוסו בשם הפוסקים שנוגו שלא לרחוץ בנער או במקווה מכשש שהם יובו לידי סחיטה ססייר. We're going to see later on in Mishabura says b'shem the poskim, the minhag is not to bathe in a river and not to go to a mikveh on Shabbos because of a chashash that you might come to squeeze out your hair. Ubebe'alocha l'kamon kosa b'shem ma'ril, the be'alocha brings b'shem the ma'ril, she'yofa nohagos hanoshim she'enon tovos b'shabbos shelo b'zmanon, that the minhag of the women, that they don't go to the mikveh on Shabbos when it's not their zman tefillah, is a proper minhag, me'chshash she'me yavo lidei schita. Because again, there's a concern they might come to schita on the hair. V'kosa shama be'alocha she'mitam ze royal she'yimno odom militbo b'shabbos. Because of that, the be'alocha says a person should hold himself back from going to the mikveh on Shabbos. El im kein tovel hu mishum tumas keri, unless he's being tovel because of tumas keri. Aval b'shul tosefes kedusha lo yitbo. But zok the be'alocha, just for eri kedusha, one should not go to the mikveh on Shabbos. Ulanage saros b'magvas b'nachas ba'ufen she'eno sochaton. So what's the din of drying one's hair with a towel gently in a way that they won't be squeezing out any hair? Elo shamayim hayotze me'asaros nivloim b'magvas. Just the water that's coming out from the hair will just get absorbed into the towel. So writes the Ben Ish Chai that it's mutter. That really, mikradin, you could dry yourself with a towel the regular way. Because like we saw in the Mishabura, the schita of hair is only the rabbanon. This is a schita that is clearly a shinui. And furthermore, and the water that's being squeezed out is certainly going to waste. Therefore, the Chazanish says, not the Chazanish, the Ben Ish Chai says it's mutter. V'chein das aksos ha-shulchan, v'agon rav al-yashiv, v'chein das agon rav nesin kerelis, they all say, shul mutter laniach as ha-magvas b'nachas al-gabe ha-seir, that one can place a towel gently on his hair on Shabbos. V'agon rachayim kinyasi kosos she'ein lagas b'seir klal. Rachayim kinyasi is more machmir, he says one should not touch his hair at all on Shabbos when it's wet, u'kithi she'nog ha-stipler. Like the minig of the stipler was, and not touch the hair at all when there is liquid in the hair because of the concern of schita. Me'idach on the other hand, da'as agon rachayim zan orbach, she'em ha-mayim nivloim miyad b'soch ha-magvas, if the water gets absorbed right away into the towel, ve'enam nirim ba'ayin, and the water is not visible at any point, ein iser l'nagvim, there is no problem with drying the hair on Shabbos from drying the hair on Shabbos with the towel. V'hainu ba'ofen she'ein b'saros mayim merubim. This is only assuming there isn't a lot of water in the hair. Ad she'eshayach lochosh l'schitas hamagvas. So there's no concern that you're going to come to squeeze out the towel from the abundance of water that comes in from the hair. But otherwise, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is also in agreement with the other poskim that say that one can gently dry his hair with a towel on Shabbos. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah with Sif Yutes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.